5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, March 25th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Story number 1 today, after the break. You want to stick around through the break for this one. It deals with biblical archaeology and a new discovery just announced yesterday that is absolutely huge. Don't miss that. Topic number 5 this week, of course, Ukraine. The situation on the ground is hard to analyze because both sides, West, East, telling the story from different perspectives, and it's hard to know what is true and what is disinformation and misinformation. The reports that Russians have been pushed back in the north as the Ukrainians have counterattacked from Kyiv. Some reports that the Russians are beginning to dig in and set up defensive positions, which would indicate that they recognize their initial objectives, as we reported this week from the Institute for the Study of War, which admittedly is a neocon think tank, that they failed to achieve their objective of quickly seizing Ukraine's major cities and forcing regime change, that the Russians now are settling in for a long, drawn-out, stalemate-type affair, which is bad news for the Ukrainian people. Regardless of what's happening on the ground, the one thing we can agree on is that the Ukrainian people are suffering and that we as Christians can at least identify, agree on, and address that particular aspect of this story. Ukrainian armed forces, by the way, said this week that they destroyed a large Russian landing ship at the port of Berdyansk in southern Ukraine on Thursday. That's an image purportedly showing the destruction of the ship. Again, regardless of what the actual situation on the ground is, we know for a fact that millions of Ukrainians have fled their homes and need help. President Vladimir Putin announced this week that he will only accept, or the Russia will only accept, payment in rubles for its gas exports to unfriendly countries going forward. Bear in mind that that is directed specifically at Western Europe, which gets about half of its natural gas from Russia. Things beginning to warm up in Northern Europe, which is a good thing, but the point being that Russia is finding ways around being excluded from the SWIFT international financial messaging system. India also offering a lifeline to Russia and saying it will take as much of Russian oil and gas as the Russians care to sell, because they're offering it at a discount right now in order to find buyers to replace those who are saying we're not taking any more because sanctions. Well, President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine this week announced that opposition political parties are now outlawed. 11 opposition parties, including some with alleged Russian links, no longer allowed to meet. He also announced last weekend that Ukraine is combining all national TV stations into one single platform. Now, that puts the press here in the West, which is supposed to be the defenders of our First Amendment rights to free speech, of rooting for the country and its president, who have banned all opposition political speech. Of course, given the way the press here in the United States has openly supported the progressives in the United States, who seem to have a problem with speaking freely, maybe this really isn't a surprise. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for mines that are reportedly floating loose in the Black Sea now. Turkey warned shipping in the Black Sea to be on the lookout for these mines that are drifting freely. This complicates food shipments, especially for the global south. Quite a few nations in Africa depend either partly or in whole on wheat exports from Russia and Ukraine to feed their people. And obviously, while the war is going on, there ain't nothing shipping from Russia and Ukraine, who account for about a quarter of the world's wheat exports. The leaders of NATO met on Thursday in an extraordinary session to discuss the situation in Ukraine. The President Joe Biden took questions after the summit and said that the alliance tends to develop plans for additional forces and capabilities for Ukraine to help boost its defense. Also, additional forces and capabilities for NATO to boost its defense. Biden was asked what would NATO's response be if Putin used chemical weapons, and Biden said, quote, it would trigger a response in kind, end quote. A response in kind. I mean, chemical weapons? Was this an inadvertent admission that NATO or the United States or both hold chemical weapons? Well, we know that we do. It's just that you don't normally hear the President of the United States admitting to such. Moving on, topic number 4 this week, Joe Biden's new world order. His trip to Brussels followed a statement on Monday of this week that raised some hackles. He said that there will be a new world order that must be led by the United States, that the situation in Ukraine is what he called an inflection point. Quote, he said, this is not just in the world economy, but in the world that occurs every three or four generations. Now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order, and we have got to lead it, and we have got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. End quote. Again, not really a surprise, because there are those here in the United States, secret societies and occult adepts, who have been working for this for a long, long time. That's kind of the premise of my latest book, The Second Coming of Saturn, based on earlier works, groundbreaking works by Tom Horn, Apollyon Rising 2012, Zenith 2016, Zeitgeist 2025. The whole point being that the apex stone on the unfinished pyramid on the back of our dollar bill, when it's fitted into place, represents that new order of the ages with the United States at its head. This appears to be the work of the principalities and powers behind the scenes. Hashtag Great Reset. Topic number three, North Korea. Hadn't talked about that this week, but it's worth noting. North Korea fired an ICBM Thursday that Japanese officials say is the most powerful North Korea has used to date, would be capable of reaching the east coast of the United States. New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Boston, Washington, D.C. This is Pyongyang's first ICBM test since 2017. This has been considered a red line by many countries monitoring its actions. Remains to be seen what the countries who have declared that will not allow North Korea to get a nuclear-capable ICBM will do in response. Topic number two, Israel this week. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with his counterparts from Egypt and the UAE, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of Abu Dhabi. They gathered at Sharm el-Sheikh, which is a Red Sea resort in Egypt, on Tuesday this week. This took place as the nuclear deal between the West and Iran appears to be close to completion. Again, I will say it. I fail to see how this can be called complete here in the United States if the United States Senate does not vote to approve it as required by the Constitution of the United States. There is no deal in terms of foreign treaties with the United States unless the Senate approves it. Republicans, stand up and show some spine here. Demand that it be put to a vote in the Senate because it will not pass. Anyway, the UAE and Israel are opposing the deal because they object to concessions being made by the American negotiating team, which a former member of the State Department has tried to make public, roundly ignored by the media. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, been reportedly, repeatedly, I should say, targeted by Iran-backed Houthi rebels, and both the Saudis and the UAE not happy with America's muted response to this. In fact, the U.S. removed the Houthis from its list of foreign terrorist organizations last year. This is why the crown princes of the UAE and Saudi Arabia refused to take calls from President Biden when he wanted help with oil prices, thanks to the sanctions on Russia. Well, coming up, you don't want to miss this, a biblical archaeology bombshell. Huge news from the Holy Land. That's next on the Friday Five.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the Book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one on the Friday Five this week, a huge discovery from the Holy Land. We were privileged to take part in a press conference via Zoom Thursday morning from Houston, where the Associates for Biblical Research announced the discovery of a formulaic curse in the form of a small folded lead tablet, which was discovered among the dump pile on Mount Ebal at the site of Joshua's altar. This came to light in December of 2019 when archaeologist Dr. Scott Stripling, who took part in our last virtual conference for SkyWatch TV, he's the director of archaeological studies at the Bible Seminary in Katy, Texas. He led a team from the Associates for Biblical Research to wet sift the material from this dump pile, using water to blow off the dirt so you can tell the difference between artifacts and rocks. Well, they found from this material that was excavated in the 1980s by the late Israeli archaeologist Adam Zertal a small lead tablet. Now, because it's so fragile, they couldn't unfold it to look at it. So Stripling formed a collaboration with four scientists from the Academy of Sciences of the Czech Republic and two epigraphers. These are specialists in deciphering ancient texts. Peter Geert van der Veen of Johannes Gutenberg University in Mainz, Germany, and Gershon Galil of the University of Haifa. And by scanning this, using tomographic scans to see what's on the inside of this tablet, they found the following Hebrew text, which they date to the late Bronze II period, which is late 14th, early 13th century BC. Here's the text. It reads, "Cursed, cursed, cursed, cursed by the God Yahweh, you will die cursed. Cursed, you will surely die cursed by Yahweh, cursed, cursed, cursed." Now, what's the significance of finding this on Mount Ebal? Remember, in the book of Joshua, half the tribes gathered on Mount Ebal, the other half on Mount Gerizim. Mount Gerizim was the mountain of blessing. Mount Ebal, where the altar of Joshua is located, the mountain of the curse. This is huge. This is the oldest, and they're not even calling it Paleo-Hebrew. They're calling it proto-alphabetic script because it predates anything in Phoenician, which we've been taught all along was the origin of our alphabet. This is Hebrew, predates the Phoenician script, proto-alphabetic. In fact, this is consistent with the interviews we conducted for the Bible's Greatest Mysteries program with Dr. Doug Petrovich about his book, Origins of the Hebrews, and his previous book, The World's Oldest Alphabet. Why is this significant? Because it shows that the Hebrews could, in fact, write at the time of Moses and Joshua and the Judges. The writing of the Pentateuch could have been done in this proto-alphabetic script. This is huge because mainstream archaeology does not acknowledge the existence of the Israelites in the Holy Land at this early date. It also puts the date of the Exodus back in the earlier time period, where I think it is, late 15th century BC. So, this is a big deal. You'll be hearing more about this in the days and weeks ahead. In fact, we plan to talk with Dr. Scott Stripling about this particular find next week. So keep watching for this discovery. Huge news. Well, we love this kind of stuff, and these are the kinds of things that you will see and hear and by following us at SkyWatch TV. We've got a couple of archaeologists lined up for our coming virtual conference, The Unveiling, which launches on the web May 13th of 2022, 12:01 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone in the United States. That's UTC-5 if you're elsewhere around the world. All of these presentations, more than two dozen from speakers around the world, will be available online for 90 days. You set the schedule. Watch them in the order you choose. Watch them as often as you choose for 90 days, and we will, and we're offering a $10 early bird discount if you sign up early. Take advantage of that before April 16th. So through April 15th, you get a $10 discount, just $85 to register. You can find a complete list of the speakers online and a place to register at defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com. During the month of March, our gift for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the very relevant book, the latest by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, one of the speakers at our upcoming conference, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. We depend on your support to do what we do, but we want to acknowledge and thank you for that support. So during the month of March, for your gift of any amount in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send the book to you. Find out more online and donate, skywatchtv.com/donate. Or call us at 844-750-4985. Speaking of Joshua's altar, that's just one of the sites that we will visit next March as we return to Israel. The SkyWatch TV Tour of Israel, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, along with our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell of Simply His, the Simply His program. Allie also hosts Return to Eden, by the way. We will take you on a tour of the Holy Land that will include sites like Joshua's Altar, Bethel, Gilgal, Rephaim, but sites that are very, very familiar to you as a Bible reader, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Capernaum, many other places. You'll get a complete look at the itinerary and a breakdown of costs online at skywatchinisrael.com. Reserve your place now, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Now, this fall, we're planning to go to Turkey. Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the founder of Ezra Adventures, the tour company that's putting together this tour of Turkey for us. We're going to see the cities of the churches of Revelation, Ephesus and Pergamum and Laodicea and Sardis and the others. We will also go to some of the archaeological sites of that we find really fascinating, like the giant stone idols of Mount Nimrud, which, yeah, it sounds like Nimrod because that's how it's the same name. Göbekli Tepe, Abraham's hometown of Haran, at the underground city of Derinkuyu, and much, much more. We'll explain all along the way through this tour why they're historically and also prophetically significant. You'll get a complete look at the itinerary and a breakdown of cost, and of course, a place to register and reserve your place online at skywatchinturkey.com, website skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week in SkyWatch TV, we're talking Bible prophecy with experts Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner. They join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team, and just take a look. Where are we relative to the end of the age? Our broadcast schedule around the world is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can set your own schedule. It's very simple. Just add the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. By so doing, we'll be there when you click the remote, and of course, the free mobile app gives you the added benefit of important news and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that right in your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. And for your convenience, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.